You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, on Saturday released four clips of election strategist Prashant Kishore's conversation with a group of journalists on invite-only app Clubhouse, in which he is purportedly heard talking about Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popularity in West Bengal and why 50% of Hindus in the state will vote for the BJP. Prashant Kishore immediately hit back over the selective and distorted use of part of the conversation and asked the BJP to release the full conversation. In a tweet, Kishore added he is repeating that the BJP will not cross 100 seats in the 294-member state assembly. Prashant Kishore immediately hit back over the selective and distorted use of part of the conversation and asked the BJP to release the full conversation. In a tweet, Kishore added he is repeating that the BJP will not cross 100 seats in the 294-member state assembly. The Pentagon has defended its navy, asserting its navigational rights within India's exclusive economic zone without taking New Delhi's permission, calling the move consistent with international law. In an unusual move, the U.S. Navy announced that on Wednesday it conducted a freedom of navigation operation in Indian waters without prior consent to challenge India's excessive maritime claims, triggering a reaction from New Delhi, which on Friday said it has conveyed concerns to Washington through diplomatic channels. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, also contested the U.S. Navy's Seventh Fleet statement of April 7 that the Freedom of Navigation Operation, FONOP, by the guided missile destroyer USS John Paul Jones upheld the rights, freedoms, and lawful uses of the sea recognized in international law by challenging India's excessive maritime claims. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Saturday said the violence in Cooch Behar during the fourth phase election in West Bengal, in which four voters, including an 18-year-old, were shot dead in separate incidents, was very unfortunate. A first-time voter in Cooch Behar's Setal Kuchi Assembly constituency was shot dead at around 8 a.m. while in a separate incident of violence CIS opened fire in retaliation, leading to the death of another three voters. The Election Commission stopped polling at Setal Kuchi and sought a report by 5 p.m. Congress leader and former party chief Rahul Gandhi on Saturday continued his attack on the central government and said the center's failed policies have led to a terrible second wave of corona in the country. In a tweet on Saturday, Gandhi said migrant workers are forced to flee again. Besides increasing vaccination, it is necessary to provide money in their hands, both for the life of the common man and the economy of the country. But the egoistic government is allergic to good suggestions, Gandhi tweeted. Congress President Sonia Gandhi has written to Union Environment Minister Prakash Jawadekar, asking him not to implement the existing Ken-Betwa River linking project, the first of its kind program in India. In her letter dated April 2, Gandhi argued that over the past decade, the Pannar Tiger Reserve has been revived with great difficulties, and now the park is considered an outstanding example of translocation and successful breeding. A reaction to Gandhi's letter is awaited.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.